Okay, so you're listening because you want those online ads you're paying for to actually work, right? Well, buckle up. Today we're going deep on something you might not expect: how the customer experience on your website can make or break your pay-per-click campaigns.
Yeah, forget about just getting people to your site for a minute. It's about what happens once they're there.
Exactly. We're digging into an article by Chris Bradley called "Why Website Customer Experience Matters in a PPC Campaign." It's a real eye-opener.
The mission here is to understand why having a great website experience isn't just some fluffy extra. It's a fundamental piece of the PPC puzzle.
It's the difference between turning clicks into customers and just throwing money away.
That's it. And Bradley's main argument is so powerful. He says that even if you have the most brilliantly targeted PPC campaign in the world, if your website experience is bad, it can all fall apart.
He even says that how people experience your website after they click your ad can actually be even more important than how they feel about your brand in general.
Yeah, wild, right?
So let's break down what Bradley means by good customer experience, starting with responsiveness.
Right, think about it. How many different devices are people using these days? Phones, tablets, laptops, you name it.
Oh, yeah. I practically live on my phone.
I hear you. And Bradley's point is that your website has got to adapt to all of those different screen sizes. If it looks messed up or is difficult to use on any device, especially mobile, people are going to bounce.
That's a lost customer right there.
Yeah.
What are some of the specific ways a bad mobile experience can sabotage your PPC?
Well, beyond the obvious frustration factor, mobile users are looking for instant gratification. They want info fast.
They want to know, did I find the right place?
Exactly. If they can't find what they need or figure out how to navigate your site easily on their phone, they're not going to stick around to figure it out.
Nope. They'll just hit the back button and go to your competitor.
You got it. And the competition is just a click away.
So true. Bradley also talks about website speed. This seems obvious, but how critical is it for PPC success?
Honestly, it's huge. It's like the make or break moment. You've spent all this money and effort to get someone to click on your ad, they're interested.
We're ready.
Right. But then if your page takes forever to load, say more than 3 seconds, you've lost them.
They've checked out.
Their attention is gone. They might start second guessing or get distracted. And then bam, they're clicking on something else that loads faster.
It really undermines all the work you've put in to get them there in the first place.
Absolutely. So speed isn't just about convenience. It's directly tied to your return on investment for those PPC campaigns.
Totally. And what about the way a website looks? Bradley emphasizes the importance of professional appearance. Why is that so critical?
I think it boils down to first impressions.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times your website is the very first direct interaction someone has with your business after they've seen your ad.
It's your digital storefront.
Exactly. And if it looks amateur or cheap, that creates a negative impression right off the bat. It can make people question your credibility and whether you're the real deal.
That makes sense.
On the other hand, investing in a website design that looks clean and professional sends the message that you're trustworthy and that you care about your business. That's crucial when someone is considering spending money with you.
So the money you put into making your website look good can be just as important as the money you put into the ads themselves.
No doubt.
Bradley also brings up the need for simplicity and relevance on the website. Can you explain what that means for our listeners?
Well, it's really about making sure that when someone clicks on your ad for, say, a particular product or service, they land on a page that's actually about that thing.
Don't make them go on a scavenger hunt.
Right, they're expecting to see what they clicked on. And they should be able to find it easily. Don't make them hunt around.
It should be front and center.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes businesses get a little carried away trying to cram too much stuff onto their websites.
Too many bells and whistles.
Yeah, all these extra features and pop-ups and stuff that actually distract from the main offering, the thing that got them to click in the first place.
I can definitely see how that would be a turnoff.
Yeah, keep things clean and easy to navigate. That's the key.
So, to sum up Bradley's advice for anyone running PPC campaigns, what are the key takeaways?
I think it boils down to this. You've got to make sure your website delivers a fast, smooth, and trustworthy experience that matches what your PPC ad promised.
Make them feel like they landed in the right place.
Yeah. So that means having a design that works perfectly on any device, making sure pages load quickly, less than 3 seconds, having that professional look that builds trust, and keeping navigation simple and relevant to the ad that brought them there.
It all comes back to focusing on the customer experience.
Right. Do that, and you'll see a way better return on your PPC investment.
Turn those clicks into actual customers.
That's the goal.
So, for everyone listening, think about your own website for a second. Put yourself in the shoes of someone who just clicked one of your ads. Are there any areas where you might be losing people? Is it slow loading times? Does it look outdated?
Is it hard to find what you're looking for?
These are the kinds of things that can be costing you valuable conversions.
And it really highlights how your PPC strategy and your website user experience strategy have to work together. They're not separate things.
They're totally intertwined.
You can't optimize one without the other. It's like trying to fill a bucket with holes in it.
Perfect analogy. Well, that's our deep dive for today. Hopefully this has given everyone some things to think about.
Food for thought.
Yeah. Now go take a look at your website. Make sure it's working for you, not against you.
Make sure it's helping you get the most out of those PPC campaigns.
And that's it for today. Catch you next time.